This is BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday the 19th of April. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Forties, Cromarty, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at 1800. Low 1001, Norwegian Basin, expected north at Sierra 1009 by 1800 Friday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northwest 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. North at Sierra, south at Sierra. Southeasterly becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, except in Forth and Tyne. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in southeast, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames. Cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming northwest 6 to gale 8, but in Thames 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West 4 to 6, veering north or northeast 3 to 5 later. Rain in Dover and White at first, otherwise showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, easterly 4 to 6 and south, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Trafalgar, variable 3 to 4, but increasing easterly 6 to gale 8 near Strait of Gibraltar. Fair, good. South Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 later in far south. Fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, variable 2 to 4, occasionally easterly 5 in North Fitzroy. Fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, northwest 4 to 6, veering north or northeast 3 or 4 later, but variable 2 to 4 later in Fastnet. Showers, good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, but southwest 3 to 5 later in Bailey. Showers, good. Fair Isle, northerly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time, becoming variable 2 to 4 in west. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in southeast, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. And southeast Iceland, cyclonic 3 to 5, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Now we have the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300, beginning with Tyree Automatic, northwest 5, rain, 6 miles, 1015, now falling. Stornoway, northwest 4, recent rain, 16 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Lerwick, northwest by west 5, recent rain, 24 miles, 1004, now falling. Wick Automatic, northwest 4, slight rain, 9 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Aberdeen, northwest 3, recent rain, more than 38 miles, 1009, now falling. Lookers, west-northwest 4, more than 38 miles, 1010, now falling. Boomer, west by north 5, 24 miles, 1010, now falling. Bridlington, west 4, 1011, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west 6, 11 miles, 1019. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west 5, 1021, falling slowly. Jersey, west by north 3, 22 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Scilly Automatic, west-northwest 4, 16 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Milford Haven, west by north 4, 8 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Aberporth, west by south, 5, 14 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Valley, west by north, 4, 11 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west by north, 6, mist, 4 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. Valentia, northwest 2, 16 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west 5, 1,017, steady. Malinhead, west 4, 6 miles, 1,018, now falling. And Macrahanish Automatic, west northwest 6, 7 miles, 1,015, now falling. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday the 18th of April. The general situation: low will sink south across the North Sea and bring increasing northwesterly winds for the United Kingdom, especially across the East Coast or Great Britain through the day. Low moves away to the continent on Saturday as high drifts over the United Kingdom from the west, bringing with it settled weather. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in east, but 3 or 4 in Murray Firth, decreasing 3 to 5 later in east and becoming variable 2 to 4 later in west. Showers until later. Good, occasionally poor until later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or northwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 for a time, increasing gale 8 near Rattray Head for a time. Showers until later. Good, occasionally poor until later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West veering north or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in southeast. Showers until later. Good, occasionally poor until later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or northwest 4 to 6, veering north or northwest 5 to 7. Squally showers until later. Good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7. Rain, then squally showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, veering northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5 later. Rain, then showers, fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in east, veering northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4. Showers later. Good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest 3 to 5, veering north or northeast 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair. Good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Bristol Channel, veering north or northeast 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle until later. Good. Occasionally moderate until later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West or northwest 3 to 5, veering north later. Occasional rain or drizzle until later. Good, occasionally moderate until later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first and southeast, veering northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4 later. Rain, then showers. Moderate or good. Isle of Man, west or northwest 4 to 6, veering north or northwest 3 to 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, becoming fair. Good, occasionally poor at first. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, west or northwest 4 to 6, veering north 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in North Channel, veering north 2 to 4 later. Rain, then showers, fair later. good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Backing west or southwest 2 to 4. Showers until later. Good, occasionally poor until later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers until later. Good, occasionally poor until later. And Shetland Isles. Northwest 6 to gale 8, veering north 4 to 6 later. Showers, then fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. That completes the shipping bulletin, and indeed that brings us to the end of our schedule for the day. As ever, at this moment we'll be handing over to the BBC World Service to keep us going through the night. That's until Radio 4 resumes at 20 past 5 in the morning. In the meantime, thank you for listening. This is Ron Brown at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a very calm and a restful night. Good night.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, we're live in the United States and Malaysia, and we're going to be looking at the impact that climate change is having on economies. In Ecuador, many parts of the country are without power because of a drought.
Starting 8 p.m. to 1 a.m., the entire country is without electricity. And early in the mornings, 8 a.m. until noon, there is no electricity so that the productive sector cannot generate economic growth.
We'll also take you to a part of the world, though, where there's a more positive story.
In California, for 33 of the last 41 days, California's main grid has been run by over 100% clean renewable energy. That's wind, solar, geothermal, and hydroelectric power.
That's all coming up here. First, though, the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. A resolution to grant full UN member status to a state of Palestine has been vetoed by the United States at a meeting of the Security Council. The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said the American veto had been unethical, but Israel commended the US, describing the resolution as shameful. Our North America correspondent, John Sudworth, who's at the UN headquarters in New York, says the vote reflected how isolated Washington has become on the issue of full recognition for Palestine.
This was an action the US was keen to avoid, with reports of intense behind-the-scenes lobbying in advance of the vote. But it wasn't enough. With abstentions from only the UK and Switzerland, in the end, 12 Security Council members voted in favour of granting Palestine full UN membership, including France, Japan and South Korea, key American allies. The US insists it supports a two-state solution and that any change in UN status should only come as part of a negotiated settlement. Critics will point out that seems as far off as ever.
A new study suggests nearly half of China's major cities are sinking under their own weight. Researchers examined 82 major cities. Matt McGrath reports.
This new report uses satellite data to assess most major urban areas and shows that 45% of them are now declining by more than 3 millimetres per year. Around 16% of cities are going down faster than 10 millimetres every year. Scientists say this equates to 67 million people living in rapidly sinking environments. As well as geology and the weight of buildings, the researchers say that extracting water in city areas is the major cause. But coal mining and urban transportation systems are also to blame.
The head of the Kenyan Defence Forces, General Francis Ogola, has been killed in a helicopter crash, together with nine other senior military officers. His death was confirmed by President William.